Welcome to the Innate Vitality Code podcast, your source of science-backed information and inspiration on holistic healing, building resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. I'm your host, Dr. Andrea Pennington. I'm an integrative physician, acupuncturist, and positive psychology neuroscience nerd. For over 20 years, I've been healing and teaching in my wellness practice, in the media, on stages, and around the world, as part of my soul's mission to end suffering and raise the consciousness on the planet. This podcast does not provide medical advice or psychotherapy. Consult your healthcare provider before implementing what you hear on this show. Présence de la confusion, il y a une présence d'une profonde tranquillité. Om, le son de l'infini. Le battement de tout ce qui est, a été et sera toujours. C'est le son de l'alignement. De la mémoire de qui tu es avant que le monde ne te dise qui être. Il y a en toi un point immobile, intact face au chaos, intact face au temps, un centre de connaissance, un temple de silence. Welcome. We finally got past COVID, rebuilding our lives, careers, started socializing, feeling like we could finally see a ray of hope. But then Russia invaded Ukraine, Hamas attack in Israel, fires, floods, Trump, ICE raids. All of that plunged us right back into the abyss of the dark night of the ego. And then so many people woke up. They realized that they cannot count on the government. In fact, we must be the change we wish to see in the world. We cried, grieved, got angry, scared. And now, without any sense of where to start or what to do, you might be feeling numb, maybe even hopeless. But what if there was a proven method to get you out of the dark despair, so that you could actually feel hopeful for the future? And what if you knew the steps to take right now? Stick with me, because today I'm going to show you how to use the Cornerstone Process, rooted in positive psychology, neuroscience, and spiritual wisdom, to transform that despair into real hope. Very useful for this 8-8 Lionsgate portal, which is a powerful time for activating hope, vision, and sovereignty. Stick around, because if you miss this, you'll stay stuck in fear or those trauma loops. But watch till the end, and you'll get a guided process to take back your power, to change your life and our world, starting now. Welcome, beautiful soul. Whether you're live with me now or catching the replay, I want to thank you for arriving. You made it, not just to this live stream, but through another wild year on planet Earth. It's been a lot. And maybe right now you feel tired, discouraged. Maybe you're even questioning if it's even worth trying again. I want to tell you, I feel you. But I also want you to know this. Even if your hope feels like a flicker, it is enough. Today I want to help you reconnect with that flicker, to offer you a path and a process and some deep permission to believe again in yourself, in your future, and in this human journey. What I want to offer you now is a possibility, a gentle path for when you're stuck between breakdown and breakthrough. And the only thing more exhausting than just feeling is pretending that you're fine. It's exhausting. So you may have seen my video about the Great Awakening that has been happening. That was particularly accelerated by the COVID-19 pandemic, where people were waking up to the realities of patriarchal domination and unsustainable structures in life, in business, in relationships. And so we recognize this need to step up as leaders and community members, with each of us contributing our unique gifts. And yes, to plant seeds for a new, more sustainable, and just world. So this is going to require an act of will to overcome the automatic reactions of fear and despair, and instead ignite that inner light and to start to connect with other people who are willing to be on the side of progress and evolution. This is the time where we need to consciously choose hope and mobilization over fear and despair. For me, this moment feels very familiar. 20 years ago, I was at the height of my media career as the medical director of Discovery Health Channel. I had just published my first book, made my first million. I was on Oprah, on all the popular magazines and stages. And yet, I felt hollow, depressed, and very, very anxious. I felt like I was trapped inside of a life that looked good on paper, but it was actually suffocating my soul. So I invite you to check out my TED Talk, check out the Real Self-Love Handbook for details on all that whole challenge. You'll read in the book that while my business was really thriving, I felt like I was barely surviving. I had at that time just 15 employees, but all eyes were on me. All of everything was built upon me. And I couldn't really see any way out of that until one morning in Cannes, the south of France, everything stopped. I had a near-death experience. My identity, my ego, and the whole life that I had built was wiped away. But something else emerged, and that was my soul, my authentic self. And there was also this deep knowing and a sense of structure. I had a map. Now, I didn't know it at the time, but at that moment, I realized that this was going to be the seed of everything that I teach now. And the thing is, when I came back from that out-of-body experience, the world looked the same, but I wasn't. And then learning how to live in that new truth, that took a lot of introspection, courage, and yes, hope. And I just want you to know that hope is not a fantasy. It's a frequency. It's also a muscle that we can build. It's a choice. And I could always hear this future version of me whispering, keep going. So even though that was 20 years ago, it feels very relevant right now. And I'm happy to share this map with you today because I walked it barefoot and blind. And I've shared a lot about this idea of how we're going through the dark night of the ego in a book, a very short guidebook that includes what I'm going to be teaching you today. It's called From Dark Night to Dawn. It's a guidebook for transformation that uses my cornerstone process. And it's really about how we navigate from the darkness when we're feeling like we're just plunging, nothing seems stable around us, and you don't even know where to turn. This book and the Cornerstone Process offers you a way, a path. So I want to read you a little bit of what I've written in this guidebook, and you can get this at wandreya.com. But most specifically, we need to talk about the dark night of the ego. You may have heard dark night of the soul. That term is incorrect, but that's for another explanation. It's a dark night of the ego. Your soul is never in darkness. Your soul is always connected to light. And that's exactly what San Juan de la Cruz, some of you know him as Saint John of the Cross, that's what he meant when he wrote his poem, Dark Night. It was not a dark night of the soul. It was the dawn of the soul. And so I really see that the dark night of the ego, it's not like just a metaphor for suffering. It's a useful term that I use that really describes the ego's unraveling. When the identities, the beliefs, even the illusions that we've built to protect ourselves, when they begin to fall apart, that's where the ego starts to feel uncomfortable. But in contrast, the dawn of the soul is the emergence of your deeper, truer self, the part of you that's aligned with purpose and authenticity and wisdom. And this process of dissolution and rebirth, yeah, it's challenging AF, but it ultimately leads to a more meaningful and aligned existence. So the dark night of the ego and the dawn of the soul, it's not always just a single isolated event. It's a journey that unfolds in stages. And the stages can vary. Sometimes they're short, sometimes they're long, sometimes they're briefly intense, and sometimes it's intense for a while. But what I've noticed over 25 years of working with patients and clients is these stages follow a general pattern that mirrors the transformation from darkness to light, from confusion to clarity, and from despair to hope. So these five stages of the dark night of the ego and the dawn of the soul are included in this guidebook. So here are the five stages. The first one is the descent into the abyss. This initial stage is where the ground beneath you really seems to shake or even disappear. You might feel like you're falling into this endless void, grappling with overwhelming uncertainty. And it's like this collapse of everything that you once believed to be true. Now, the crucible, which is the second stage, is where that falling or that crumbling leads you into a crucible. It's a place where there's this intense heat and pressure. It's where the ego's illusions are burned away. And yes, there's this sense of loss as your old identity and your beliefs and your attachments are stripped away. All of that making way for the emergence of your soul. Then in stage three, the labyrinth, having been stripped of the old, you find yourself sort of navigating this maze-like process of true self-discovery, reconnecting with your soul's wisdom. And this stage is really about exploring new perspectives and then making conscious choices and beginning to take responsibility for your path forward. You may even get little glimpses of light and moments of hope that begin to appear, urging you onward. Step four is the ascent toward the light. After navigating the twists and turns of the labyrinth, you start to move upward and onward toward this light, but it's with your soul guiding the way. And this stage, I find, is often characterized by kind of a sense of clarity that appears, maybe even a sense of direction and purpose. And it's because you're starting to align your vision and your actions with your soul's truth. And then stage five is the rebirth and emergence. You finally emerge from the darkness, reborn with this new sense of self that's more aligned with your soul. Now, this stage is really about embracing the lessons learned, celebrating your transformation, and then stepping into this true potential with a new sense of strength and purpose. So if you haven't already checked out this book, The Dark Night to Dawn Guidebook, please do, because it'll be very, very helpful for you during this period that we're all living. And if ever you would like personal support to navigate your way through the darkness, then you can join me on retreat or you can book a private session. Over these years, I've worked with C-suite leaders, creatives, change makers, and the most powerful shift comes from clarity. And it's the clarity that comes from being truly seen across all dimensions, energetic, emotional, your narrative, your ancestral. And that's what I offer in my Soul Mirror sessions. So if you're in a season of becoming and you want to feel deeply seen, deeply clear, and wildly aligned with what's next, I invite you to book your Soul Mirror attunement session right now. It's kind of like one part vision reading, one part energetic clarity map, and one part sacred strategy. So what I'd like to share next is outlined in the Real Self-Love Handbook. The dark night of the ego that I experienced and the out-of-body experience was completely detailed here and in one of my TED Talks. But what's interesting about, you know, these out-of-body near-death experiences is that people don't really talk about what it's like after. It sounds all miraculous, but quite often you're trying to put your entire existence back together and make sense of it. And I didn't just survive that experience. I used it. And I knew I had to make what I learned teachable to help other people get through their own dark nights. And that's when I returned to the Cornerstone process. It's a sacred map that will help you rise from ego death, burnout, or crisis so that you can find your soul's footing. Now, I said I've used this with my clients, executives, artists, people in recovery, people who really had to rebuild their lives after recovering from substance abuse or divorce or loss or just decades of self-betrayal. And for me, I had to turn to this same process in my own journey. Through grief, through reinvention, solo motherhood, and then shifting from external success that I was aimed at toward a more embodied truth. And the stages of the dark night of the ego to the dawn of the soul actually align with the five transformative steps in the Cornerstone process. So you can read the Cornerstone process in the Real Self-Love Handbook or in the guidebook From Dark Night to Dawn. And I found that it really helps people have a guiding light in times of despair, really supports you on the journey. But it's more than just a framework for recovery. It's a lifeline that can connect you to your true essence. This process is both clinical and soulful, so it can guide you through the dissolution of ego and support the emergence of your soul. And it's important to know that the reason that burnout and breakdowns repeat is because people don't have a framework for transforming their beliefs and behaviors, the things that led them to burnout and breakdowns. So I've had clients tell me that, you know, they'll go on a vacation or they'll quit the job that led to burnout or get a new partner. But if you don't do that inner repatterning, then the cycle starts again. And that's what we're seeing. After COVID, we had this awakening. People saw what wasn't working and they adapted. It might not have been very pretty, but now we're in that stage again. And the Cornerstone process can help us break that loop. So if you really want to harness this power, I'm going to explain the five steps to you. As a single mother, at the time, I was really adjusting to being in between having this busy wellness center and media career in the United States that I had been winding down since the birth of my daughter. And the Cornerstone process helped me find my way and activate hope. And so I'd like to share a little bit of what these five steps kind of look like. And hopefully this will make sense for you. The cornerstone process, five steps for conscious evolution. It starts with awareness. And this is where you look in the mirror and ask, who did I become to survive? And is that even who I really am? Awareness means recognizing the programming you inherited, the beliefs that maybe aren't even yours. Sound familiar to anyone? Where you really had to check yourself, like, why am I chasing this? Is this really my dream? The awareness phase helps you look at these habits of self-sabotage, the voices of fear that rattle around in your mind, and all the stories that you've told to stay safe or small. In my near-death experience, I saw a literal life review that helped me become poignantly aware of why I was depressed and suicidal at that point. But most of us, you don't need to necessarily have a brush with death or a psychedelic trip to wake up. We just need the willingness to pause and see. Now, my clients do this with me, and they do it by journaling or reflection, guided meditation. But you can start with one simple question. What belief about myself is keeping me from feeling free? Because those beliefs that are holding us back, they're not going to see us through to this next phase. Step two in the cornerstone process is all about acceptance. I found that using the cornerstone process was the way that I survived that burnout recovery and stabilized and ultimately transformed. But because I had had this near-death experience and I felt like I had a brand new lease on life, I mean, everything was so crystal clear, but I knew that I had to do some reprogramming, because the truth under everything that I saw was, I am not my trauma. I'm not even all that perfectionism. I am not the career. I'm not the brand or the success. I'm a soul, a droplet of light, an individuated unit of divine consciousness. And I came back to this earth knowing that I could choose again. That was the moment that a seed was planted. And literally, months later, I conceived my daughter. And with her birth, as I started to get disentangled from the relationship and closed my wellness center and focused my life just on being present with this new soul, I entered what we call the crucible, that fiery place where all of the false beliefs and identities started to melt away. I mean, I was in it. And listen, even with the NDE and the clarity, my neural wiring didn't magically change overnight. I still had this sense of being that type A, compulsively driven, hyper-performing perfectionist. And so I had to practice compassion, like over and over again, because the life that I was building was different than the life I'd been living. And there were times where I felt like a failure. There were times when shame crept in because I wasn't like producing at the level that I used to. And then when the inner critic got loud, I turned to something called the loving kindness meditation, or metta. And I started to forgive myself for actually believing that I had to earn my worth. And that is the power of this second step of the cornerstone process. Acceptance. Now, you got to understand, acceptance is not passive. It is radical, intentional surrender. Acceptance is where you stop fighting the truth. It's when you admit that the past is over, that you're not broken, that yes, you deserve compassion, and if the time is right, maybe even forgiveness for yourself or for others. But acceptance does not mean bypassing your grief or excusing harm. you can be present with it and accept that this is where you are. And it means you can finally put down the sword that you've been swinging at yourself. You know, I say in the guidebook that acceptance is the key element to navigating the crucible of transformation. It's about finally acknowledging and embracing the present moment with all its complexities, but without the resistance. Because you don't heal by denying your pain. You heal by loving yourself through it. So if you find that you're in this period of darkness, of fear, of pressure, of intensity, there are some tools that you can use. The things that I use still today that can help deepen this kind of acceptance and forgiveness. First off is meditation. For those of you that don't like to sit in silence, guided meditation works as well. I have several loving kindness meditations that you can check out on my website or YouTube or Insight Timer. But in particular, the Metta loving kindness meditation can help you rewire the way that you talk to yourself. You can do these practices to connect with the parts of you that are really resisting or fearful. The other thing that's really helpful when you're in this phase and you're trying to figure out what to do and your ego is thrashing, if you can, take a breath and maybe do some journaling or take one of these prompts and just reflect on it. You could be walking in nature, you could be staring at the sky, staring at the ceiling. So you can journal about this question. What am I resisting in this moment? And how can I move toward acceptance? It may be that you won't arrive fully at acceptance right away, but step by step you can get there. You can also ask in this stage, who or what do I still need to forgive, myself included? And what would it look like to surrender to grace, like giving up that need to try to control? It can seem counterintuitive that when we allow ourselves to just be present with what is, that we would actually find more power, but that's what happens. And it's helpful to have sort of a mental reframe. Using affirmations can help. Maybe something like, I accept the present moment with compassion and grace. Like really just trying to allow that energy to be present in the midst of the fear, the shame, the despair. You might even say, I trust this process and I forgive myself. Or I release the need to control. I am safe to soften. What I find is that when the ego, when our intellect feels like there's one way to solve this problem, it's got to be this way. When you're rigidly locked in, you miss out on all of these other potential paths, other opportunities. And so even if it's just for a few moments in meditation, to just relax the ego's grip and to surrender can open up and broaden your horizon. All of what I'm teaching about in this cornerstone process is part of what I teach inside our Conscious Evolution Collective, which is a 3-month mentoring program that helps you rewire your mind and reshape your life from a soul-aligned space. So if you're ready for the next step, we start in September. I invite you to join us. So you can send me a DM or check the link if you're watching the replay. So this acceptance gives us a sense of opening to new possibilities. And quite often, it can lead to just a little glimmer of hope. I'm going to share some psychological principles for how you can rewire or reactivate your brain's hope circuit. But first, I want to share this poem. You may have already seen it on YouTube or heard it on Spotify or Apple Music. It's called Seeds of Hope. After the election in November of 2024 and then all of the turmoil that ensued, I really felt like a little hopeless, to be honest. And I felt like, how are we going to get through this? Like, we've just been through so much. And of course, it's hard to avoid the media, but everything that was filtering through was very dark and heavy. And being someone who's worked in the media for all these years, I know how the news tries to manipulate us and make us scared. It's a great way to take our attention and direct it for purposes that are not helpful to us. So there are powers that be that would like you scared, that would like you feeling despair and hopelessness, so that you're turning to others to find direction. And I just felt like I needed to channel something through me to plant a seed of hope as an act of sacred defiance. And that's where Seeds of Hope was born. It's now an album with spoken word and music, a duet that I sang with Chuck Isbell from the United States. So I want you to experience Seeds of Hope, and a shout out to Andrea and Stefan in Sarajevo who helped bring this beautiful video to life.
From stardust, stitched with soul, it hums, hums, hums. Beneath the noise, beneath the rubble, a pulse, a promise, a prayer. Planted, planted, planted in the cracks of concrete hearts, in the fissures of forgotten faith. In the soil of sacred defiance. Water it with wonder, with wildness, with the whispers of the ancestors who knew that hope is rebellion, that light is resistance, that love is the oldest spell. Let the doubt knock, but I plant anyway. Not because I am certain, but because I am alive. This seed, this spark, this breath, it is enough. It is everything. It is the beginning of what comes next. Next.
Seeds of hope. Just as nature moves through cycles of death and rebirth, so do we. And yeah, destruction always seems to come first. That's just how compost works. And still, we plant seeds anyway. Even in the chaos, even when the future is murky, even when the ground is scorched and the roots feel unsure. I invite you to check out my new TED Talk. I share a little bit about this idea of planting seeds and how art has been a radical act of sacred defiance over so many different tragedies and wars and challenges that we have faced in humanity. And so you can plant a seed by using art, by using your voice, by just being kind, and by allowing yourself to share what is good in you, your joy, your love, your compassion. I believe that planting, creating, showing up with beauty is an act of resistance. And that's what San Juan de la Cruz did in his prison cell. That's what the dawn of the soul demands. Because the truth is, we can't count on governments or authorities to save us. It's us. It's you. You are the light, the plan, the pathway forward. And so then we move to the cornerstone process, step 3, accountability. This is the moment where we stop outsourcing our power. No more blame, no more shame spirals. This is the reclamation of agency, sovereignty, and choice. So 20 years ago, after my NDE, I returned to the United States and I had a decision: go back to business as usual or stay stuck in despair or trust this crazy vision that had been given to me on the other side. I chose the vision, and that decision led me to France, a new marriage, new work, new companies, a new name, a rebirth, and a rebirth into an entirely different reality because I was willing to act on hope. And there's a little bit of a counterintuitive truth here. Hope isn't passive. It's a conscious act of defiance. It's choosing to build something beautiful while the world is breaking. So let's talk a little bit of brain science. Way back in 2004, before I had the near-death experience, I was part of the Authentic Happiness Program with Dr. Martin Seligman. Now, little did I know, some of what I included in my first book, The Pennington Plan, I had no idea that it was going to echo the discoveries that Dr. Seligman published in his 2018 autobiography. I guess you can say I've been ahead of the curve. The visionary life is kind of lonely sometimes, though. But here's what I found. People don't actually learn helplessness. What Marty Seligman and Steve Meyer have found is that helplessness is in our default wiring, unless we consciously choose to activate the hope circuit. The hope circuit actually sits in a part of the brain's prefrontal cortex. It helps us interpret the context of what we're living. It helps us envision a future. The hope circuit actually overrides despair. And so what Martin Seligman and Steve Meyer discovered is that hope isn't just an emotion, it's a neural loop, and it's one that's trainable. Now, to build it, you need clear goals. You actually need multiple pathways to get there. You need a sense of agency and motivation to act. And you need resilience to push through the setbacks. Now, with that, you will start to recognize you have agency, you have a sense of control. And that's when this circuit in the brain lights up. Your brain literally rewires to expect possibility instead of doom. So let that sink in. So I happen to have a real life example of this. a friend and an author I've worked with, Rob Goddard, who shared this on the TEDx stage with us in France this year. Rob had a suicide attempt that failed, and in that lowest moment, there was an angel, an earth angel named Alex, who showed up and helped Rob see a new path. And that is the moment that sparked his hope circuit. Now, since then, Rob has rebuilt his entire life, financially, emotionally, spiritually. He chose life. You can read about his story in The Top 10 Traits of Highly Resilient People. I also interviewed Rob. You can see it on my YouTube channel about how to rebuild your financial life after losing everything. So why does this matter to you in 2025? Well, we've all been through the loss, the collapse, the uncertainty, and whether you've been feeling hopeless, disoriented, or unmotivated, you're not alone. But you're also not stuck. You've got to know that hope is not a fluffy concept. It's a radical rewiring of your brain, and it starts when you choose to believe that there's still something worth building, even if that something starts small, even if you are still trembling, even if you don't know how it's going to end. So I'm asking, what seeds will you plant today? Because the accountability step in the cornerstone process is the turning point. It's the moment that you stop asking, well, what's wrong with me? And start asking, all right, what shaped me? And how can I use what I've got to move forward? You might be a little bruised, but you're not broken. And you've been programmed, and some of that's not great. But the good news is, because whatever has been programmed can be reprogrammed. And that's what I call soul reclamation, where you start to excavate your own truth and rewrite your story, your beliefs, and your boundaries. Now, all of that may sound fluffy, but it's actual, legitimate psychological science. And for all of the nerds out there, I include so many references here in the Real Self-Love Handbook and in our conscious evolution journey. So before we move on to step four of the cornerstone process, I also want to let you in on something special, because especially if you've been struggling with money stories, with charging what you're worth, or just feeling like you're constantly hitting a financial ceiling, or you need to figure out what you're going to do as the rest of the world is being reoriented, I have a new 6-week intensive program called Recode Your Financial Destiny. It's also an upcoming book that uses the cornerstone process to help you finally unravel your old money imprint, meet any of your inner parts that have been running your bank account behind the scenes, and then start building wealth from a grounded, soul-aligned place. Why is this important? Because we see the financial structures, the corporate structures, they're crumbling. You're going to need to figure out how you can make and keep money or invest money or use the money you have to help other people. And that's got to come from a really grounded, aligned space. So we've got journaling prompts and rituals, belief rescripting, a spiral timeline exercise. And y'all, it's deep, but it's totally doable. And there's even a soul alchemy lab in week 5 to help you start designing money experiments. So you don't have to feel like you're selling your soul on Instagram or, you know, begging the universe. So if you're done repeating cycles of scarcity and shame or stress, and you feel like you're ready to activate your sovereignty financially, please know it's coming. We have a beta group that's kicking off, and I'll be sharing behind the scenes how this group is progressing. You'll also get a companion booklet and support in the Conscious Evolution Collective. So if you're interested, you can send me a DM or type the words recode and I'll get back to you. All right, so let's get back to the fire here. Step 4 in the cornerstone process is where things can really start to move fast. And this is where we get practical. This is about inspired, aligned action. And I promised you that you would walk away with clarity on how to transform despair into hope. And here's really where the rubber meets the soul. So in the Dark Night to Dawn framework, the ascent toward the light, it's not just about getting clear on where you're going. It's about starting to move in that direction with purpose. It's the time where your inner transformation begins to take shape through the choices you make, the habits you build, and the life you create. Now, inspired action is not the same as hustle, grind, or reacting on autopilot. It's about conscious choice made so that you can start creating new neural pathways. It means you're choosing from alignment, not from the old wounds or the patterns that were shaped by trauma, society, or ego. It's like you're finally acting from your soul's vision, and that changes everything. In my case, I started living as the future version of myself that I saw in that near-death experience. When I left my body and was pulled through this tunnel and after the life review, I saw that we are these droplets of light, like consciousness. And when we incarnate, it's up to us to decide who we will be. And once I saw that, I was like, okay, it makes sense why I was depressed. If I get to choose, I'll choose differently. And that's when I saw this vision. It was a vision of me walking hand in hand with a child along the French Riviera. At the time, I was single and 34. So I was like, I don't know how that's happening, but okay. I saw in this vision that I was singing. I was doing some different kind of energy healing, which I was like, really, God? That's what... But all of it was so just rich with this feeling of truth that when I returned to the United States, I sang more, started recording more music. I said that I got pregnant shortly thereafter, and I only spoke French to my baby, my growing belly. Like, I was literally reprogramming my brain, one lullaby, one lavender oil massage, one quiet, bold step at a time. And this is the time to rewire. The old fear-based behaviors that helped us survive, they serve their purpose, but they've expired. And so now it's about forming new habits, new responses, and new creative rituals that support who you really are, not who you had to be. And every micro choice you make, every breath, every song, every sacred pause is a signal to your brain and to the larger consciousness system that says, I am a conscious co-creator now. And so here's how you can bring that to life. Set clear intentions. The first thing is decide, what is this season of your life really about? What are the soul-aligned projects or practices that you want to commit to? Because if the world is going to hell in a handbasket, you need to decide who you want to be and what are your intentions. Write them down. Tape them to your wall. Tattoo them to your aura. Whatever helps you remember. The second thing is to begin practicing mindful decision-making. So before you act, stop, take a deep breath, pause, and ask, does this align with who I'm becoming, the me that I want to be? If it does, then go forth. Take that step. And if not, it's time to lovingly redirect. And in the book and in our work, you get all the direction that you need. The third thing that you can do is start to create new habits. Once you identify the old patterns that need composting, then you got to replace them. So it could be that you create a 10-minute creative ritual, or a weekly Sabbath, or a daily act of courage. For me, I I decided that this dream that I'd have of launching a bespoke perfume line was what I wanted to move forward with. And now we've got these amazing treasure chests that my husband makes and a full range of Soul Sense Alchemy perfumes. So I literally use these as part of my daily ritual. Like I want to tune into divine MF to balance the masculine feminine. I know the MF could be other things. And I find that just using this as a daily ritual of recentering and then deciding what is that energy I want to carry forward. So create these new habits that allow you to step into the energy and the vibration of who you want to be. And with all of the Soul Sense Alchemy perfumes, they all come with guided meditations. And so Dr. Martin Seligman's work also revealed what I had shared way back when, is that visualization or mental rehearsal paired with affirmations can help you see your future self clearly and to start to speak life over your path. So like visualize yourself at the next right step. Obviously, most of us want to visualize us far in the future when we've made it all, had it all, healed it all. But sometimes that's just not realistic. So what would be the next step that might bring you some relief or clarity? And then start to imagine yourself embodying that. And when you pair that with a ritual like scent or music or an affirmation like, I take inspired action aligned with my soul. I like thinking about every step I take is anchoring my future in love instead of survival. Or you could say, I am guided by inner wisdom and grace. So one of my meditations on Insight Timer, which you can find at wondrea.com, can really help you get into that space where just listen to it and let all of the prompts guide you into this experience of your future self. This is also a time to find your peeps, find your tribe, join a supportive community. It's really important right now to take a break from the social media or traditional media that's all full of negativity and surround yourself with people who are doing the work and not just talking about it. Our Real Self-Love movement is a sanctuary for that. We meet on the second Tuesday of every month. It's totally free. I lead a discussion, take questions, and then I lead a guided attunement meditation. And again, structure really helps the soul stretch and take up its rightful place while the ego is learning a new way of being. So I invite you to consider committing to a 3-month cycle of transformation where you're doing journaling and breathwork and meditation. And as I said, our Conscious Evolution Collective is built to hold you through that. And all of the information about that is on my website. And so the final step of the cornerstone process, which aligns perfectly with the final stage of the dark night to dawn. In the last stage, we move to emergence, the rebirth. It's that phoenix moment, the moment where the new self rises from the ashes of the old. Now, this stage is all about renewal and transformation and fully embodying the wisdom that was gained through everything that's come before. For me, this stage really began during my pregnancy and deepened after the birth of my daughter. Now, I had made massive changes in every area of my life. And this was even documented in my television docu-series called Simple Steps to a Balanced Natural Pregnancy, which you can now see on Gaia. I was literally reborn as my authentic self, and I was moving into being fully soul-led. And after that NDE and breaking free from the old, I moved to France with the help of one of my real life angels, Georgia Gosley. And the seeds that were planted in that darkness, in the abyss, in the crucible, they began to germinate, just like what San Juan de la Cruz wrote about in his poem, Noche Oscura. And I wrote about my experience for the first time in a book called Heart to Heart, The Path to Wellness. And then I shared it in my first TED Talk, where for the very first time, I unmasked myself and let the flame of my soul speak. And believe it or not, that first TED Talk went on to have over 3 million views and sparked a whole movement. And now I know if I hadn't followed the nudges and trusted my intuition and honored all of the synchronicities that life gave me, I could still be stuck in a story that was either way too small for my soul or just not fun. And so change isn't just poetic. I mean, it can be war. It's a battle with your old identity. But now, when you can take a step back and realize you made it through, that you fought your way out of the chrysalis and something new has emerged, that moment of emergence is what connects to step 5 of the cornerstone process, appreciation. Now, appreciation isn't just, yay, I'm so grateful. It's like a full body, soul deep recognition of what you endured, what you've become, and what's possible for you now. And please know, this is not about toxic positivity. This is about spiritual reclamation. This is where you let yourself hope again. When you believe that your life is still worthy of wonder, then you become a living antidote to despair. Now, gratitude, you can read about it in so many studies. It's actually revolutionary because our default brain setting is rooted in negativity bias. You know, we're wired to focus on the threats and our shortcomings and what's missing. But you can override that by wiring these positive emotions like awe and joy and wonder and delight deliberately. And that's what I'm talking about in my most recent TED Talk. And here's the science-y soul part. These positive emotions, they aren't just warm fuzzies. They're actually essential for sustaining growth. Research from neuroaesthetics is what shows us that beauty, creativity, and art activates the brain's reward systems, and it increases our sense of well-being. And that's what you need when the world is in chaos or you feel like your inner world is in transformation. So yes, beauty and positive emotion literally rewires your brain. You can train your brain to live in harmony with your higher self. So take a mindful walk in nature and see what you can appreciate. Put on music that lifts you. I've got a YouTube channel of some music that might help. Light a candle. Breathe. Immerse yourself in art. You can sing, paint, cry, dance, connect. I have been creating a whole playlist, a musical soundtrack for this emergence and rebirth. So do that. Create a playlist that reminds you of who you are and who you're becoming. You'll see that if you tune into some of my music, it's been crafted to specifically align your nervous system with harmony and transformation. So when you integrate that into your daily rhythm or with your perfume or writing down the things you want to manifest and putting it in your wish box, all of that will support you in your identity shift. All right? So here's how to keep that appreciation fire alive. If you haven't done it already, start doing a gratitude practice. You can journal about it, write down 3 things that you're thankful for, big or small, it doesn't matter. Just honor them. That's going to rewire your focus from what's missing to what's already here. I've already said it, but pause for awe. Actually, stop during your day to soak in something beautiful. A sky, a smile, a sentence, a still moment, ascent, and let it be the focus of that mindful moment. The next one is celebrate your progress. Like literally celebrate. Say out loud, okay, I did it. I did that. Whatever that little milestone or little ant step is, let yourself feel the accomplishment of growth or progress. That is going to help the hope circuit stay activated instead of our default helpless circuit. When you celebrate and appreciate, you're reinforcing these brain pathways that you've spent this whole process building. You can start to anchor in the habits and the beliefs and the behaviors of your authentic self. And this is the neuro-spiritual foundation of rewiring your brain, reprogramming your subconscious mind, rewriting your narrative, and essentially reclaiming your destiny as a conscious co-creator. So I invite you to use every support that's available to you and find out which ones work and keep doing it. Your emergence is not the end. It's the beginning of living as the you that was always inside. So I know you're doing this work. I know you're helping to rebuild or at least reimagine the world. So let's keep going. Yeah? All right. So we've covered a lot today, right? Thank you so much for being here, for staying present with your own process and showing up for this conscious evolution. If you feel that your heart is full or you feel like your mind has just downloaded a decade's worth of transformation, you're on the right track. This is what conscious evolution looks like. Showing up, being real, sitting in the discomfort, and the breakthroughs. So whether you're at the beginning of the journey or smack dab in the fire, I want you to know you are not alone. So I'm going to invite you to check out my attunement meditation. And I will share the link to one that has some kind of fun and funky music to help you get into an expanded state of consciousness. But before we do that, I want to offer a few ways that you can take this work deeper, with support, with intention, and community. If something today has been stirred up in you and you're feeling really ready to anchor these shifts, then remember, the Conscious Evolution Collective is calling. It's our 3-month mentorship program where you'll walk through this path together with me and a global circle of soul-led humans. If you are navigating your own dark night of the ego and you want to move into the dawn of the soul, please get your copy of From Dark Night to Dawn. This guidebook is filled with stories, science, and soulful practices that meet you exactly where you are right now. It's very, very accessible. And once again, you can also book a one-on-one attunement or ritual session with me to personalize your transformation. I'm creating custom meditations and music. They might even come with your very own Soul Sense Alchemy kit. I would love to create that for you and with you. And finally, if you're feeling called to do something magical during this Lionsgate portal on 8/8, August 8th, yeah, we feel it too, then you might want to join a special ritual inside the Real Self-Love movement and community. You'll find all the links in the description or on my website. So I hope that this has been helpful for you. If there are questions, I invite you to drop them into the chat. Normally I check out your comments, but today I really wanted to just share what was on my heart with everything that's been going on. You know, I know we're all going through it. I'm not alone in that. And as much as we're all carrying, I know that we are incredibly resourceful and resilient. And so, my friends, I invite you to keep hope moving and working in your life. This is not some far-off concept. Everything that I've shared with you today is accessible. So come back to this when you need a reminder. Yeah? And just know that I am always rooting for you. May you know true happiness. May you be free from suffering. May you be forever connected to the pure joy that is free from suffering. And may you live in equanimity and ease. Much love to you, beautiful souls. I'll see you again soon.
Respire. Ressens cet instant. Paix. Shanti. En présence de la confusion, il y a une présence d'une profonde tranquillité. Om, le son de l'infini.
Thank you for listening to the Innate Vitality Code podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. Rate the podcast and subscribe. This helps me with getting my message out to a wider audience. For show notes and other episodes, visit innatevitality.com/podcast. That's vitality.com/podcast. You can also sign up for my free masterclass series. Each month, I take a deep dive into the topics of holistic healing, resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. Just visit innatevitality.com.